Dead of Hip Hop Classic Album Patreon Review. You guys voted for it, so that's why you should become a patron. Outkast Aquemini. It beat out, I know, Carter 3. Who else it beat out, Ken?
There's Gangstar in there.
We posted it on Twitter. Anybody got access to it? So,
was it Hard to Earn? What album was it?
Yeah, Hard to Earn. Yeah.
And then there was some like super indie shit that super didn't get like
Aesop Rock.
Yeah, Aesop Rock.
Oh, Dirty Bastard. Return to 36 Chambers, Dirty Version. Aesop Rock, Labor Days. Gangstar, Hard to Earn. Mobb Deep, The Infamous. Big L, Lifestyle, The Poor and Dangerous. And Outkast Aquemini.
Damn, it is Big L today since it's the anniversary. Y'all fucking up.
I got 9% of the vote, man. Y'all.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all stupid. they probably haven't.
Never heard that.
They're like, what's Big Lifestyle of the Poor and
Big L? Big L. Aquemini, man. This is the second project that I was kind of, you know, people was kind of trying to put me on, man. And early on, I was not an Outkast fan. So, you know, Outkast just didn't relate, man. But once I got into them and then I moved to Atlanta, like, I understood. Like, you know, and especially on this, I think this was, like, one of the first artists that I was introduced to where it didn't matter what the beat was. If they wanted to have their own flow and find their, like, create a pocket in any beat, both of these guys was able to do that. And I wasn't used to that. So I'm like, man, this don't sound right. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of continued to dismiss them until I really got into it. And I'm like, whoa, these motherfuckers are dope. And I was sleeping on them. Moving past Bodie, man. Yo, like this album, it really had, what song are you really going to skip?
Chunky Fire.
You crazy as shit. You crazy as shit. You playing around, right? You trolling? You crazy.
I do like the way it ends with doom, boom,
boom. Bro, stop.
I don't know, kid.
Don't do that. That bounce, that guitar sample. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's my favorite song on the album.
Don't show favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
This is not my favorite Outkast album.
No, I feel you.
So that's one of my favorite songs on this whole album.
So that joint beats out West Savannah, the Artist Story, mm-hmm. Part One, Spodeody, Skew on the Barbie, Aquemini, Synthesize. Yeah, okay, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, the title track is my favorite track. Like the way how they both had they separate verses introducing each other. I thought that was pretty dope how they put that together. Mm-hmm. Aquemini. That was my favorite joint. I'm trying to think. I did this on my channel, man.
I
didn't think we was going to do classic reviews.
Yeah.
So I did this one. If you want a more in-depth review of this album, check it out on my channel at BZ430. YouTube.com/BZ430. And I just uploaded a new video today. Well, if y'all watching this, I don't know when you upload this, but it's on my channel now, a new video. My top 25 favorite Southern hip-hop albums.
I thought this album was dope, man. And, you know, coming off ATL, and was a big Outkast fan, and just glad they gave me like they gave me this, and like that soul shit that was on there, like it was so many different sounds. Mm-hmm. I don't hear from the country blues shit, the clapping shit, the gospel shit. Like, y'all want to see some black folks get down when that clapping shit come on, man? Them motherfuckers be cutting the rug, but man, this shit.
Them motherfuckers be cutting the rug.
Mississippi.
He just saw the name like a motherfucker.
In 98, I was working at this health food store called Return to Eden. And I probably told y'all this before, but Andre used to come in the store all the time. Mm-hmm. Andre and Erica would come in the store all the time. And he was always dressed crazy. And this was before I was really even listening to Outkast. Right. But when I saw him, I was like, that dude's cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And now I want to listen to his music because he's so fucking weird. Cool. This dude's walking around with these, I don't know what kind of pants they're like, these white pants that are like this high. And it wasn't like a costume. That was the thing about Andre.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he'd only wear that shit when they were playing live. Like, he walked around like that, like, regularly.
Right.
And I just thought it was cool, man.
I'm sitting here thinking, I was so caught up in the music. I never really got that, caught up in his image in like his image. That. I was just like, that's just
that was like one of the main.
Y'all didn't watch his video. Oh, you didn't watch videos. Yeah, you didn't watch his videos?
Nah, I did.
Come on, man.
Videos are huge right there. We had the box.
Kid don't watch videos.
You didn't watch videos.
Yeah.
You didn't get caught up in his image, dude. No shirt and football hat. Yeah. And he's rapping.
With a turban.
Come on. No. Y'all not going to tell me the music was so dope. You didn't pay attention to the fact this motherfucker had no shirt on, with some quarterback.
But videos are weird.
You know, we talked about it, but it wasn't like on Rod level where it was like, no.